kicks on Route 66.
It's been called many names: the Mother Road, the Will Rogers Highway. And for 50 years, Route 66 connected the western United States. I'm Mitch Watson, the two-wheeling reporter for KCCU series Traveling Texoma. And this week, I'm getting my kicks on Route 66. When I think of road trips, I think of that 80s film Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Dad, I forgot, why aren't we flying?
Why aren't we flying? Because getting there is half the fun, you know that.
The movie follows the Griswolds on their crazy cross-country trip.
Everybody in the car, boat leaves in 2 minutes.
Or perhaps you don't want to see the second largest ball of twine on the face of the earth, which is only 4 short hours away.
While the attractions may not be as goofy as those in Vacation, Route 66 is full of landmarks along the entire highway. Today, road construction is geared toward the faster interstates, and such landmarks have become a distraction rather than a focus. However, the attractions along Route 66 are still kicking. In the town of El Reno, west of Oklahoma City, a traveler can smell onions cooking as they drive through the town. It's part of a Route 66 tradition, fried onion burgers. In a money-saving move during the Depression, restaurants began adding massive quantities of fried onions to their burgers. In fact, more onions than beef. Johnny's Grill has been serving these culinary creations for over 60 years. Owner Steve Galloway is helping to fry another batch of burgers for his customers. He says El Reno recognizes the importance of the fried onion burger by holding an annual festival.
Burger Day is the first Saturday of every May. We cook an 850-pound burger. They give out samples with the whole restaurant set up out there. It's a wonderful day for every business in El Reno and a great day for El Reno.
Galloway says even though several businesses serve fried onion burgers, collaboration has prevailed.
We don't try to hustle each other's business. It's, you know, we want to all be friends, and we've been friends for a long time. It's just not worth the breaking up a friendship.
Sid's Diner is just up the street from Johnny's Grill. Carolyn Hall has worked there for 30 years. She says their success comes from the classic combination of good customer service and excellent food.
There's so much more flavor than fast food. We try to make things the customer's way. We become a lot of people's family.
Of course, there is more than good food on this road trip. Oklahoma has two major museums focusing on Route 66. The Oklahoma Route 66 Museum in Clinton and the National Route 66 Museum in Elk City. Though similar, each is unique. Director Pat Smith of the Oklahoma Route 66 Museum says their facility has benefited Clinton.
And of course, this museum is the largest one dedicated to the history and culture of Route 66 from Chicago to Santa Monica. And the museum here in Clinton is the actual calling card into our town, so it has a great impact here on Clinton, Oklahoma.
While the attractions are certainly captivating, the true treasure of this road trip is discovering the stories of its travelers.
I remember going through towns in New Mexico where the hotels were actually teepees.
Dory Barnard remembers back to the time when she was a kid. She says she prefers the old way of traveling compared to interstates.
But there were a lot of stops, you know, because the interstates weren't here then. And so you went through every single town and you had to stop. So it wasn't as, I don't think it was as tiring as, you know, now you get on the interstate, you just drive. Seems like it's a lot more tiring.
Today, following Route 66 is becoming more difficult. Carpenter Shorty Killenbeck earns his living in Hydro, a small town near the old road. He says because the road is poorly marked, he often sees people getting lost trying to find Route 66.
A lot of people they're not able to travel it because it's poor kept, and it's a lot of people just don't care. I mean, they don't care about the history of, you know, of our forefathers and stuff like that. So it's people like you and me that keep it alive. We keep saying, hey, let's fix our road.
It's more than just Route 66 itself that has been forgotten. On the Oklahoma-Texas border, the ghost town Texola leaves a scar. A caved-in building on the main drag is all that remains of an old service station. Tires still sit in the structure. Memories of old businesses like this service station are spread along the route. Curator Wanda Queen Anne of the National Route 66 Museum remembers when she ran a trading post 30 years ago.
I had a different type business. Mine wasn't a museum, it was a trading posts. We dealt with the Indians and the traders and them, seeing how people wanted the Indian work and all. So we wanted a place on the highway where, you know, tourists could stop.
She says she remembers the day Interstate 40 opened.
And then one morning, I just woke up, no traffic. That's when 40 opened up. So I missed me 2 miles.
Memories and history make this trip worthwhile. And though it's fallen into disrepair, it's a piece of Americana that many organizations are working to restore. For KCCU News, I'm Mitch Watson, the Two-Wheeling Reporter. Find pictures and more information about Route 66 attractions on my website, twowheelingreporter.com, and that's spelled without a G. Remember to tune in on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays for another report on travel in Texoma.
Show kicks on Route 66.